Hello, world. Welcome to WFHR's Rapid Support, proudly brought to you by Crockett Septic for this August 21st, 2025. I have your host, James, here. We're joined right now by our good friend from UW Extension Wood County, Allison John Jack's with us. Allison, how you doing?
I'm doing real well. Happily looking forward to nice weather as we move on toward the harvest season. How about yourself, James?
I'm doing all right. Thanks for asking. I also am looking forward to harvest season, but I will be honest with you. I love fall. I love fall, so I always look forward to it. But I like this time of year. It's a fun part of the year. And we will be getting into harvest time and harvest prep. And I want to talk to you, if you don't mind, about this recent trip that you were on. But if we could start with the Cranberry Field Day, I wanted to hear more about that.
Absolutely. Last Friday, we had the annual Wisconsin Cranberry Summer Field Day. And we had north of 700 growers, primarily from Wisconsin, but we did have some guests from New Jersey joining us. Out at the Habelman Brothers Marsh, just over in Jackson County. And we had support from vendors. We had the University of Wisconsin-Madison team to talk about weed management and all sorts of other things, and a really lovely day getting together with all the growers. I guess feel free to ask more specific questions, too.
When it comes to that, Allison, one of the things that I have learned in talking with so many of you members of Extension and everything is how important these kind of events are for farmers to be able to share information. And certainly with social media and email and all these different things, it doesn't seem like that, there'd be any lack of opportunities for that. But I know that I've heard over and over again, one of the bigger headlines coming out of these kind of meetings or events, I should say, is the opportunity to be face to face and just kind of having a conversation and organically, no pun intended, the way that this information is shared and everything. That seems to be a big part of it. Is that something you notice, too?
Absolutely. One of the major highlights of these summer field days is marsh tours. And so each marsh, we've got more than 200 cranberry marshes in Wisconsin, but each marsh does everything a little bit differently and largely the same, but everyone has their own personal strengths. And so when the growers can get out and see what other growers do, they are able to bring ideas home. They're able to ask questions they hadn't thought about asking before. And then also when we have the university researchers presenting as well, so Jed Cahoon spoke on his current weed management research this summer. Leslie Holland spoke about Protoventuria leaf spot. And Amaya Atucha gave a lot of overviews of several of her projects, from everything from calcium uptake to heat stress. And that gives growers these seeds to ask questions of the researchers, of each other, of kind of everyone there, and really gets ideas commonly shared and commonly discussed, which I think is really great for the growing culture for cranberries, and I assume everyone in every other realm can kind of take that same lesson of getting people together to talk about what's going on and what your current challenges are.
And members up and down the state do an amazing job at Extension and other organizations of bringing awareness and talking about what's going on with our farmers and having the backs of our farmers. But there's nobody who can do it like other farmers. There's it's just the way that it works. They know things and they understand the industry better than anybody that's, unless they're doing it. When you have that opportunity to be around other people that get it, when you could talk to somebody that just gets what you're saying, you don't have to over-explain something, they get it right away. That's just a great resource as well. Yes, the passing on of information or being able to share different seed types or any of these things, but in this world where we need to have our farmers back, our ag industries back better, it's great for them to have these events as well, to even just share camaraderie, let alone the great information that's being able to share back and forth.
Absolutely. Yeah, so all the information, and then there are also food trucks and cranberry milkshakes. So
nice. Oh, yeah.
Don't get me wrong. There is absolutely.
You had me a cranberry. I've never had a cranberry milkshake. I've never heard of that. I have to have that. I have to try that, Allison.
You absolutely do.
God, that sounds amazing.
that's my recipe for today. Make a cranberry milkshake. Honestly, like vanilla ice cream, milk, and cranberry sauce. Are you glad you did?
Oh, my God, that sounds good. I was going to ask you what your headline from the event was. I think I just got it. I think was there something that really stood out to you about the event as far as information that was shared or anything in particular that was?
I heard a lot of great feedback. I know that we are newer in the world of facing heat stress compared to places like New Jersey. for a long time. And so a lot of our growers were, it feels like this year has maybe been the first normal year in the last 20 years in terms of weather. And everyone has been concerned about, okay, what do we do with a mild winter? What do we do with a mild winter? What do we do with a really hot summer? So there was a lot of information shared about, okay, at what point is shading worth it versus not worth it? At what point is irrigating worth it versus not worth it? And starting to ask questions that haven't been asked before. So I think that got a lot of good feedback. And then also, since the Habelmans are a fresh fruit operation, across Wisconsin is, this is going to be our 31st year leading the nation in cranberry production in barrels and in acres, but only 5% of Wisconsin's crop is fresh fruit. Wisconsin also grows the most fresh fruit, but only 5% of our whole crop is fresh fruit. So for a lot of growers, this was a unique opportunity to see how the fresh fruit producers grow their crops a little bit differently. And they usually keep a shorter canopy because being gentle on the fruit is the biggest priority. So it's neat for everyone to get to see something a little different.
Yeah, and I really appreciate you sharing that information with us, Allison. I'm looking forward to next year's and hearing more about it and covering it more with you. I appreciate the information. Wanted to dive into a little bit of this time of year and what our industry out there is doing to prep for it. Harvest prep, if you can give us a little look into this world, I'd really appreciate that.
Absolutely. People are first making sure that they have harvest crews put together. So a lot of people will need extra drivers, whether that's tractor drivers or extra support staff, extra people when you say, oh, wow, we've got to be right there to have people to be there. So if you know of anyone looking for a job to do this fall, feel free to reach out to the Growers Association and they can connect you with some growers that are looking for extra people. But then once you have your people in order, making sure all the harvest machinery is put together and established and going to work well. Oil everything, and we've of course got good food safe oil for all of our harvest equipment. You are also doing some last minute checks if there are any weeds that are still there. You can string trim those so you've got good clearance for your harvest equipment. You have got opportunities to start watching the color come up. And then the last thing you'll do before you start harvesting is you'll take a color sample and you'll send that to your handler and have your handler say, you know, yep, you're good to go. And once you get that go ahead from your color standpoint, then you're off to the races.
I admit that, you know, I learn more and more every time I get together with Extension and talk to some of the people from over there about this industry. I'm a city boy and I'm learning more and more all the time. But spending, you know, the second half of my life here in Wisconsin, specifically in central Wisconsin, I've learned a lot about cranberries and cranberry growing. Went to a couple field trips to marshes. I fell in love with it right away. I say this as somebody who is weird. There are, of all the ag industry, cranberry growing seems like the weirdest to me. If you don't know anything about it, as you learn about it, it's like, wow, that's how they do it? That's how they grow them? It makes sense that the prep would need to be the way, what you're saying there.
Yep. No, it really is. This industry, cranberries are a weird plant. They have so many nutrients. They grow in such acidic soil. Everything that we do as cranberry growers is tailored and evolved to our really weird little, post-glacier, crazy low pH fruit. And it is different than just about everything else, but we love it.
Same. Yeah. Like, well said. Love cranberries and I love the story of them and everything too. If you don't know the history of cranberries, look into it, everybody. It's really interesting. Maybe we'll talk about that next time, Allison, or something. But for now, I don't want to keep you too long. If you don't mind, though, I really did want to hear a little bit more about this recent trip that you were on.
Right. So I am actually calling in. I pulled over on a side road this morning. I had gone out to take some samples of dodder, which is spelled D-O-D-D-E-R. And if cranberries are weird, dodder is even weirder. It's a weed. but it's hardly a plant. It doesn't photosynthesize. It doesn't have roots. It just crawls over the top of other happily thriving plants and kind of slurps their nutrients away. And it's been one that we haven't got great weed management tactics for. The seeds float. They're good for a long time, so it can spread. There's really no good control for it. And so actually some of our partners over at the University of Penn State, over in Pennsylvania there, I took samples and put them on silica packets, and I'm drying them out so that they can run DNA analysis of the daughter so that we can figure out how we might be able to manage it in the future.
That's really interesting and very cool. Good work on you and certainly the Nittany Lions over there at Penn State on this one. Can I admit something to you, Allison, and keep it just between you and I? At 48 years old, I just...
You and I and whoever you've got tuned in.
I'm 48 years old, but I just learned that there are plants that don't photosynthesize. As soon as you said that, I had to throw it into the Googler. Ghost pipes are another one that doesn't. I didn't even know that existed, that there were plants that didn't photosynthesize.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah. We're being generous when we call them plants. They're really weird little guys. But yeah, they're closer to plants than anything else. And if you can see ghost pipes when you go on a hike. Luckily, daughter is not very common, but, I had to call 5 or 10 growers before I found somebody that was able to say, oh, I've got a patch. Though luckily it's not everywhere since it is so hard to control.
Well, and good on you for going, you know, making the trip and to do this for the research, for the data. Who knows what great information we'll be able to get out of that. Good on you for doing that. And thank you so much for sharing that information with us.
Absolutely.
Always good talking with you. Safe travels out there. Thank you so much for taking the time to be able to join us, Allison. If people have follow-up questions they'd like to know more, is there a way to contact you?
Absolutely. Fruit.wisc.edu has a lot of our most recent publications. If you want to get in touch with me in particular, allison.johnjack@wisc.edu. EDU, allison.johnjack at wisc.edu. And of course, anytime you see cranberry events, you'll have, you know, whether it's cranberry growers or myself or the, you know, we'll have people there to be able to answer your questions.
Appreciate that, Allison. Also encourage you to check out the website, extension.wisc.edu. Be sure to follow them on social media as well. Again, safe travels, and we'll talk again real soon.
Thank you. Take care.
You too. And thank you, everybody, for joining us for another edition of the Rapids Report brought to you by Crockett Septic.